Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present times. So let's start. Welcome, everyone. I'm so happy that you're here today and listening to this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about yoga and Ayurveda and what is the connection and what is this all about. So you may have heard about yoga. Yoga is a path of enlightenment. And on this path, there are eight limbs. And I have done podcasts on eight limbs. So if you're curious about it, have a listen. And these eight limbs are all help us to guide towards moving towards enlightenment. You may have come across yoga asana practices, yoga classes, things like that. And so that's in modern world, when we say yoga, usually the asana or physical movement come in the mind. That's a really tiny part of yoga. Yoga is very deep and the wisdom of yoga is profound. And then we are talking about Ayurveda. Again, you may have heard about this, you may have not heard about it. So Ayurveda is healing science of India. And I have, again, done a podcast on that. So I have a listen to that as well. And this healing science of India is, it's a holistic science. And it is a medical science. For example, there is from surgery to, you know, astrology to everything. So because in Ayurveda, it's believed that we are unique fingerprint of divine and we are also very multifaceted being. So Ayurveda looks at us from all angles. And in Ayurveda, prevention is the key. Ayurveda looks at rhythms of the nature, rhythms of our system. And Ayurveda also is a profound science. It talks about doshas, your Ayurvedic constitution. So how yoga and Ayurveda is related? Yoga and Ayurveda, we can call it like a sister branches. Yoga philosophy, especially Patanjali's Yoga Sutra and Ayurveda comes from same philosophy, which is Sankhya philosophy. The word Sankhya in Sanskrit means literally numbers. But here, we're going to decode the Sankhya philosophy. So Sankhya philosophy, basically, you may have heard about Big Bang Theory, not the TV serial, about the theory of the beginning of the universe. So it was believed that there was a big sound and that sound created this universe. So Sankhya philosophy go even further. Sankhya philosophy talks about the logic behind this sound and what sound it is. And the sages or the ancient beings learn this through going inwards. They learn it through meditation. They learn that the universe has sounds. And they learn that the wisdom of the universe through meditation. So according to Sankhya philosophy, Purusha or divine or consciousness had a thought that I want to be many. Why? We don't know that. But it had the thought. Now consciousness is complete stillness. It does not do anything. So as soon as consciousness had this thought, the creative principle of consciousness emerged. And that's called Prakriti according to Sankhya philosophy. This creative principle then started to work on, it is Purusha and Prakriti is two sides of the same coin. We cannot separate that. And yet we are saying that it's separation. So this Prakriti then started creating the universe and the universe when the separation happened, there was a big bang. And this big bang, according to Sankhya philosophy, the sound was Om. And that's why Om is sound of our creation. The Om mantra is very powerful. Now, when we move towards this, what Prakriti started creating, it started creating Mahat. Mahat is basically intelligence. And you will notice that the universe has intelligence. And this intelligence is very, very subtle. So Mahat is higher intelligent, or you'll notice that the universe has its own intelligence. And this intelligence is what basically planets moving, the galaxies, also intelligence, how the, if we don't interfere, how the trees will grow. You know, they have a beauty in that. Also, this intelligence is also within us, our breath, our, you know, intuition. It all comes from this Mahat. Then comes Ahankar, means ego. So according to the Sankhya philosophy, the Ahankar gives us our shape, in a sense that each and every cell in our system has its own ego, and that tells that cell to hold that shape. So Ahankar in here is not in a, or ego here is not in a bad sense. It is mainly for the holding the shape. And then comes from that, after that comes three qualities. So three qualities of this universe is purity or sattva, rajas is movement, and tamas is inertia. We need to function in this world, we need all these three qualities. These are the qualities which exist. I look at it in this way, that the movement and the inertia or non-movement is, when it is balanced, then it becomes the purity or sattva. So let me explain a little bit. If we are moving too much, it may not do good for our system. But if we move right amount for our system, then it does wonders. Similarly, if we do not move and rest constantly, constant rest is not good. So that balance of correct movements and correct rest will create a positive vibration, which becomes your sattva. Similarly, or purity in this sense, or balanced state, I should say. Now, sattva also in relation to the food, for example. So if you are eating the food which is very spicy, maybe it is heating your system. So that food can topple the rajas, the guna in your system. If you eat heavy food, like that food which goes in your stomach and sit like brick and doesn't digest for some time, then that is going to create lethargy or heaviness in your system. So what if we have, for example, food which is going to give you energy for movement, as well as give you rest when you need that. So that kind of food then comes under sattva or balanced state. So sattva, and you'll notice that we have all these states in the nature. So from nature point of view, for example, if the in the state of seed, the plant in the state of seed is in tamasic state. When we plant the seed and the seed gets a lot of nourishment of water and the good soil, it starts growing. The growth is the rajasic state. And then when it bears fruits and flowers, that's the sattvic state. So this is how nature also have these qualities. And Sankhya philosophy go quite deep in this. It talks about how, talks about our five senses, our motor organs, and our mind is sattva or pure. It talks about how the touch, the sound, the sight, the taste, and the smell come under the tamas, and how our experience and our being comes from tamas. So all this is Sankhya philosophy. It's a mind-boggling. It's a really, really fascinating to learn, and it makes sense. Now, from this point of view, when yoga also comes from here, and how can we marry Ayurveda and yoga together? So we can start noticing that, okay, what practices are going to move me towards a sattvic state? Because from yogic point of view, we are moving towards enlightenment. And what is enlightenment is coming to this balanced state, the state of sattva. So we constantly then start tuning into that, what gives me that peace of the mind, what gives me that amazing energy, at the same time, what gives me practices which take me to stillness as well. And if needed, when I need to go to sleep, then they should able to help me to go to sleep. So all this is, you can take a look and then balance these yoga and Ayurveda practices together. And then when we also notice that from Ayurvedic point of view, what constitution we have. For example, Vata person or person with air and space dominant elements in their system will need different practices than the fire and water dominant person or water and earth dominant person. So this is where we can understand the Ayurvedic point of view. And then that helps us to go deeper into what practices we can do for ourselves. If you're interested in this, I have created a program called Yoga and Ayurveda Sadhana. It is 8 weeks program, but you can take as much as time you want. All instructions are given there. And I have designed practices in such a way that we work with each chakra or the energy channel, energy wheel in our system, and then how to use the yoga and Ayurveda practices to work with this. And it's really, sometimes we need a little bit more time and sometimes we need less time. So depending on what's happening in your life, you can take as much as time you want. I have roughly given 8 weeks, but again, it's up to you. And then you take these practices and you take them into your day-to-day life. At the end of 8 weeks, hopefully you will be at the state of much better balance than what you were when you begin the practices. Head over to my website and have a look, Yoga Ayurveda Sadhana course. And it also, I have given a lot of tips in there, how to bring it on board. Feel free to share with your family. It's a really, really beautiful way to really invite your loved ones also to take deeper on their journey. So I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Head over to sunitayoga.com, and Yoga and Ayurveda Sadhana is the course I was talking about. Also, there is a dosha quiz on my website, so have a look at that. That will help you to understand your constitution. And thank you for joining me today. And don't forget to subscribe. Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.